Hey, this is Muck Dog from themoneygoround.com. It is Tuesday, April 24th, 2012. This is Audio Boo number 165. And yes, I know it's been a while since I blogged or audio booed, but it's been crazy. I was out of town over the weekend up in Reno and just haven't quite got it back into gear yet. But I did want to talk a little bit about Apple today because they released earnings. And as you know, the NASDAQ's been down, I think, including today, about 5 days in a row. And there's really been a lot of negative sentiment out there about the economy, about everything. And Apple came out today, and the stock really had been on a slide. It'd been down, I don't know, however many days, 8 out of 10 or 11 out of 13 or whatever it was, but basically on a slide. I think it got down, I want to say, about 12% off its high. And things were really negative. And so I did something I normally don't do, which is I played earnings. Normally I don't do it, and it's kind of risky, and sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't, right? It's gambling. That's what it is. Let's be honest. But anyways, but it worked out because Apple had a big pop on the earnings numbers because they sold a ton of iPhones. And, I think they have a reputation for putting in low numbers, right? Low forecasted numbers. And they beat it, and they beat it handily. And, I've mentioned in the past, whenever you go into an iPhone store, Apple store, there's just huge, huge lines of people at the displays and buying stuff. And when I was there, I don't know, it was a couple of weeks ago, there was just a ton of people, checking out the 4S, the iPhone 4S and buying them and around the iPad table, the iPad 3 table, the next gen iPad, the new iPad. So, and it's the only crowded store in the mall, basically. So, shocker, right? But it's still an expensive stock. And then you take a look at the rest of the market and how many stocks are really rallying. I know AT&T had a good day today, but somebody else I saw was up pretty good today. Anyways, there was a few stocks, right? Always a few stocks. But it seems that most of the stocks aren't reporting that great of earnings. I mean, look what happened to Baidu today. They got crunched, right? They were down, I think, when I was looking at it, 12, 14%, something like that? And the market is more than just one stock. It's more than just Apple. Everybody seemed pretty excited. I was on Twitter today, and just reading, it was just an Apple frenzy. I mean, and I was caught up in it too. I was like, right before and after the bell today, I was on Twitter, and there was a lot of negative sentiment out there on Apple. Everybody was thinking it's going to print in the 400s. It's going to print in the 400s. You know, they thought it was going to collapse based on, I think, some numbers that Verizon gave out as far as lower subscriber growth, and even AT&T. But it's still growth, right? And anyways, so that's what's going to paint the tape tomorrow morning, if it holds up overnight, if something else doesn't happen. And what else could happen is Ben Bernanke and the Fed, because he's going to speak tomorrow. And I would think that if Apple's earnings didn't happen today, say Apple's earnings were bad and the stock market had a bad day today and opened up bad tomorrow, you know, I would have a hunch that he would be less reluctant to talk about QE3 and the possibility for QE3. But now tomorrow I think it's going to be up pretty big, right? The market's going to be up pretty big early. He might not say that. And if he doesn't say that and hints at tightening or no QE3, you kind of wonder if the market will reverse. I mean, we're seeing some big swings in the market. Most of the stocks aren't going up right now, other than Apple, right? And Apple wasn't going up until today. So it's going to be interesting to see. Well, hey, that's all I wanted to say today while I'm out walking the puppy. I hope you're having a great one. See ya.